The Silver and Black Show.
It was a great opportunity to be out there today, and like I said, yeah, that's what happens when preparation meets opportunity. I've been prepared for a while now to get in there, and my team really, really supported me, and that's one of the big reasons why I prepared as hard as I could this week and gave everything I had.
Matt McGloin was just as he was during the game, after the game. He was calm and he was cool, he was poised and he was prepared, and when he got his first opportunity to start in the NFL, he was superb. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa joined as always by a guy who had a lot of superb Sundays, the two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback of the Raiders, Jim Plunkett. Very simply, Plunk, what did you think of number 14 last Sunday in Houston?
I was impressed. I thought he handled the pressure well. He stood in the pocket, made decisive decisions and made them quickly, and he got rid of the ball and that helped your offensive line. And decisiveness I really liked, and his accuracy. He was very accurate on the game on Sunday.
And I know one thing you're going to like about the performance. He threw 3 of 5 passes deep down the field, 21 yards or more, were caught. In fact, 79% of his total yards in the game, and he had nearly 200, were in the air, as opposed to yards after catch. I know that was your strength, throwing the ball down the field, and we saw them throw the ball down the field on Sunday.
Yeah, that was good to see. It takes a lot of pressure off other passes as well. Once they think you're going to go deep, then they don't settle on the shorter routes. They give them a little more space to catch the ball underneath, and then those in turn turn into big plays after the catch.
All right, so to say the least, I think Matt McGloin is going to be our number one headline in our week number 12 look at the Raiders and where they are right now. He was masterful, and that is going to be our headline, the masterful McGloin. He is the first undrafted rookie quarterback to throw at least 3 touchdown passes without an INT in a single game since the Common Draft of 1967, Jim. Well, the ball was out on time. He had poise in the huddle, but it was just one game. Can he continue to play this well Sunday against Tennessee and for several weeks now?
Well, obviously that remains to be seen. Of course he can, but sometimes, when you get your first start, people aren't used to what you do. They don't have a book on you. They can't take away the things that you like because they don't know what you like. So sometimes that's an advantage for a young quarterback coming in. But I don't see any reason why he can't continue this type of play. As I said, he was decisive. He got rid of the ball quickly. So, yeah, I think he can come back and have another strong performance.
And he was strong inside the red zone. The Raiders were inside the Texans' 20-yard line 3 times last Sunday, and each time they got to the end zone for a touchdown. Conversely, the Raider defense stood tall whenever Houston got inside their red zone, and that'll be our second headline this week, Jim. Standing tall, the goal line stand at the end of the game to win, but early in the game, and this has been a common denominator now, 2 straight games, even the loss in Jersey, the team taking the ball away, Charles Woodson with the strip here, the recovery by Phillip Adams on the next series, pressure from Stacy McGee in the face of the quarterback, Case Keenum. He throws over the middle, and the interception by Nick Roach.
Yeah, they certainly were tough inside the 20-yard line, and overall, on third down, the Texans were 2 of 16, 13%. What a performance by that defense.
All right, so the Raiders with the victory, Jim, are now 4-6. They're back home on Sunday to take on the Tennessee Titans. Yes, we do remember the Titans, and that'll be our third headline this week, the clash with the Titans. They got off to a good start. They were 3-1. They've gone the other way. They, too, come into the game at 4-6, Jim. So this is a huge football game for the Raiders if they want to make that late season push to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, it certainly is. They've got home field advantage this time. And hopefully that will help them and inspire them. They continue to play the way they did on Sunday defensively, and if McGloin can come in there. And one of the things that was impressive also, no interceptions from McGloin last week, and that really helps a team that's struggling when you don't turn the ball over. So, if he can continue his play, get a good running attack once again, as Rashad Jennings had, I think things are going to go their way.
We know they're going to be watching this game in Scranton, Pennsylvania, as Matt McGloin is from Scranton, as is the head coach of the Tennessee Titans, the Hall of Fame guard, Mike Munchak. This week on the Silver and Black Show, we'll talk to the Raiders' new starting quarterback, the Scranton Scrapper, Matt McGloin. We'll also ask head coach Dennis Allen about the goal line stand in Houston, and Jim and I will tell you how the Silver and Black can make it 2 in a row this Sunday against the Tennessee Titans. All this and more on Week 12 of the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show is brought to you by Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaii starts here.